Today, we are looking at a connection between ethnicity and dementia.
Do some ethnic groups have higher rates of dementia? The answer is yes, they do. A Northern California study found that African Americans, Native Americans, and Mexican Americans have higher rates of dementia than whites and Asian Americans. The study followed 274,000 Kaiser Permanente senior members for 14 years. It found that African Americans have the highest incidence of dementia-related disease. Next came Native Americans. Asian Americans had the lowest incidence. Altogether, six ethnic groups were studied. Latinos, whites, and Pacific Islanders made up the rest of the study group.
Why are memory-robbing diseases more prevalent among blacks, Native Americans, and Latinos? The study did not answer that question, but one possible causal factor was ruled out. Since all of the participants were Kaiser members, the higher rates were not due to lack of access to care. All participants had equal access to health care during the years of the study.
The difference between the highest risk group, African Americans, and the lowest risk group, Asian Americans, was a whopping 65%. To shed some light on this dramatic difference, new research will focus on the two ethnic groups that have the highest and the lowest rates of dementia. The ongoing research is a collaboration between North California Kaiser Permanente and UCSF.
Another long-term study of dementia found that incidence of dementia declined over the 40 years of the research. But the study, which took place in Massachusetts, followed 5,200 white people. Before the Kaiser study, there was no data on dementia risk for Native Americans and little data on other minority populations.
The Massachusetts study concluded that the 20% decline in dementia over four decades may reflect the fact that people are taking better care of their health, primarily to avoid cardiovascular problems. Cardiovascular disease increases various risk factors for dementia.
There are several forms of memory loss, and there are several risk factors for dementia diseases. A highly significant risk is the buildup of fat and cholesterol in the arteries. Coupled with inflammation, this builds up causes the vessel walls to thicken, which hinders blood from getting to the brain. This can lead to stroke and a brain condition called vascular dementia.
High blood pressure and diabetes are risk factors, but the relationship of diabetes to dementia is indirect. It is because poorly controlled diabetes is a risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease that it can become a risk for dementia as well. Poorly controlled is the significant point here. People with diabetes who follow the regimens prescribed for their condition can significantly lower the risk for cardiovascular disease and possible dementia.
Smoking is a risk factor. Smokers are vulnerable to diseases that slow or stop blood from getting to the brain. And then there's alcohol use and abuse. Most studies show that drinking large amounts of alcohol increases the risk of dementia. The old idea that alcoholics are pickling the brains, and it's not just the brain that's impacted. Alcohol abuse is a major health risk in multiple directions.
Although the claim is highly debated, some experts say that drinking a moderate amount may actually protect against dementia in older people. Older is the key word here. Drinking alcohol has no known health benefits for the young or the middle-aged, but moderate alcohol use in older adults may prevent a certain kind of stroke.
Genetic mutations can put a person at risk for dementia. If one parent carries a particular gene, it increases the risk of any offspring. There are also instances where genetic mutations manifest in specific populations. For example, a form of very early onset dementia crops up in Turkish families.
But none of these factors explain why African Americans in Northern California have such a high chance of coming down with dementia in their senior years.
Regardless of ethnicity, advocates for the prevention of dementia stress the importance of a good diet. Lots of vegetables, fresh fruit, whole grains, healthy fats, and not too much red meat. They also stress the value of keeping mind and body engaged and challenged.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.